This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Humanity has become domineering. It has become dangerous. It has become arrogant. It's kind of like the infant putting his or her hand on a hot stove.
The Health Ranger Report.
We are at that moment right now in human history where we, humanity, are putting our hand on the hot stove and we are about to get burned.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
What really defines the insanity of current human civilization is the inability of almost anyone to think about the long-term consequences of present-day actions. This is true on issues like pollution. And no, I'm not talking about climate change. That's a bogus, fake science hoax narrative that I'll talk about later. But I'm talking about actual pollution, heavy metals pollution, pesticides, herbicides, polluting the oceans, destroying the ecosystems, polluting the land, polluting the food supply, poisoning the population. This can only end in disaster. What about the use of fossil water, that is, water aquifers for irrigation of the food supply? This can only end in disaster because the water is disappearing far more rapidly than it's being replenished. That's why it's called fossil water, and this grows a tremendous amount of food in places like India, China, and even the United States. When that fossil water is gone, it's gone for thousands of years, or sometimes longer in some cases. What about the debt spending fiasco? How come it is that people can't see and bureaucrats can't see that you can't just keep spending debt money forever? You can't just keep creating fiat currency forever. You can't have a blowout expenditure and have an entitlement state and just keep handing out more and more money to more people to get more votes for the Democrats, for the most part, but not just Democrats, you know, the big government. Both parties are into all the entitlement programs. Both parties are spending like mad. Both parties will not acknowledge that there is a finite limit to the amount of debt that you can carry. Why is that finite? Because your GDP is finite. You can't just spend, you can't create and spend unlimited amounts of money. If you could, then you could create wealth by doing nothing. That nobody would ever have to work and everybody could just receive, let's say, $1 million a month in a paycheck. No one would have to do anything if you could just create wealth and prosperity out of nothing by printing money. Right? I mean, let's be honest and rational here. If governments could flip a switch and instantly create abundance out of thin air, then why haven't they done that? The answer is because it doesn't work. It's a hoax. You can't just create debt and spend yourself into more and more debt without consequences. And so, you know, even what about the issue of nuclear power too? They build these nuclear power facilities in zones, earthquake zones like Fukushima in Japan, the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power facility, very close to an earthquake zone that was almost certain to have a large offshore earthquake that would create a tsunami that would wipe out the electrical infrastructure of that facility and shut down the cooling plant, you know, the cooling pumps and so on. It was like, didn't anybody think about where this is going? And I think this is really one of the main characteristics of what separates people like us, you and me, versus the mainstream sheeple. The difference is that we can think about where this is headed, and the mainstream cannot, or they refuse to. And by mainstream, I also mean the mainstream media and mainstream politicians and even mainstream science, mainstream academia, all of that. They don't want to think about where this is headed. Even you look at universities today and how they're dumbing down language now with their political correctness in eliminating gender pronouns, for example. You can't say his or her or he or she. You can't use words that someone might find offensive. So you can't talk truthfully and honestly about anything at any university anymore unless you hate white people or the founding fathers or so. If you hate white people, then, or if you hate Trump, in particular, then you're really celebrated at universities. But universities are teaching students to not tolerate anything they don't already agree with, because the political left has become, well, fascism. It has become a demand for conformity, a demand for obedience, and the great expression of intolerance. They're completely intolerant of any idea they don't like. So why haven't they thought about where this is going? If you keep destroying the language and you keep teaching people things that aren't real, you create these false narratives and false social constructs and keep dumbing down the language, you're going to arrive very quickly at a point where the university experience is nothing more than blank-minded professors teaching empty-minded students completely empty lessons that have nothing to do with reality, because reality is considered too offensive for the universities these days. Too offensive. There was actually a university that removed the body scales, the weight scales from the gym, because students were being, quote, triggered by stepping on the scales and freaking out when gravity measured their body mass. So they had to remove the weigh scales because students were triggered by reality. Hey, if you're triggered by your body weight at the gym, then you can choose not to step on the scale. Or you can choose to go to the exercise machine and put in an extra 10 minutes a day and maybe work some of that weight off. I mean, you don't have to feel offended by gravity. These people are insane. So where is all of this going? You're talking about the destruction of honeybee pollinators, right? The neonicotinoids. It's a class of pesticides destroying the honeybees that pollinate about one-third of all the food that you eat on a typical dinner plate. What do you think is going to happen when you devastate the honeybee populations and you can't pollinate food, and thus you have a global collapse in the food supply? What do you think is going to happen? Well, mass starvation, of course. But you see, you can't say that today because some people might find it offensive. They're too sensitive. They can't deal with reality. They can't deal with cause and effect. So if you start to mention effects that are justified, that are real, and they don't like those effects, then they freak out and say, well, you shouldn't talk about that. It's just like if you say, well, you know, hey, the US dollar as a fiat currency is going to collapse, my friends, because it's counterfeit money, all right? Currently, it's the global, it's the world reserve currency, but that's a temporary situation, and it might end suddenly, virtually overnight. And when it ends as the global reserve currency, it's going to be rapidly devalued by any additional money creation, meaning it's going to crash. The US dollar will go down in history as a failed currency, just like hundreds of other failed currencies before it, all of which, or most of which, have followed a similar path. This is not rocket science. It's basic economics. It's just math. And yet, people refuse to think about it because it's too uncomfortable for them to think about, oh, what happens if all their savings are in dollars, all their retirement funds are in dollars, their pension is in dollars. Yeah, and those dollars are going to collapse one day. It is mathematically inevitable. So when you have a society where people refuse to look at the effects of present-day actions, and they are too fragile psychologically to accept the outcomes of what they're doing, you end up with a society that is, in the aggregate, completely insane. And that's the United States today. It is an insane society where, you know, parents take their children to go be injected with poison. You know, and they pay for it. It's called vaccination. And vaccines contain mercury, and vaccines contain aborted human fetal tissue cells. Vaccines contain aluminum, MSG, formaldehyde, many other poisons. And they literally line up their children to be injected. And then they wonder, why did my child become autistic after the vaccine? It's because it's cause and effect, people. Cause and effect. And if you don't acknowledge cause and effect, you will be bewildered by the world around you. But if you accept that there's cause and effect, then you understand that if you inject a million children with poison, you're going to get, you know, tens of thousands of them with some level of neurological damage. And that's what we see today. Or maybe not tens of thousands, but certainly thousands out of a million. And that number keeps increasing. Right now, one out of 68 children is diagnosed with autism, or autism spectrum disorder, as it's called. You know, if you think you can live in a world without consequence, then you believe in magical thinking, as it's sometimes called. If you think that you can take actions and they don't have consequences, that's magical thinking. And it's kind of a voodoo kind of, I don't know what you call it, irrational belief system. And that's what's running our country. If you think about it, the federal government, the embedded deep state, the bureaucracy is a better term. They're all just spending money like mad. And they think that there will be no consequences from debt spending and no consequences for this ever expanding entitlement system of food stamps and Medicare and, of course, Social Security, which is bankrupt, and all these other entitlement programs. They think there will be no consequences. That's irrational, magical thinking. You don't live in a world like that. You live in a world where there are consequences. There are mathematical consequences, economic consequences, chemistry consequences, biochemistry, physics. You know, I just saw a study today that said that women who take antidepressant drugs have an 88% increased risk of their child being born with autism. That's called cause and effect. Because you put this toxic chemical in your body, it's called a depression drug, and that poisons the baby. And the baby suffers neurological damage, boom. Baby's born, diagnosed with autism. Why? Because the mother believed that she could take chemicals without consequence to the baby. And that's very unfortunate, but it's also very unwise. It's ignorance on the part of most pregnant women, sadly, who have not been told the truth about antidepressant drugs during pregnancy. And many of them get flu shots during pregnancy because they're told that it protects the baby. Well, flu shots contain mercury. And so they're poisoning their baby with mercury, and then the baby's born with autism or neurological damage or birth defects or learning disabilities, and then the mother can't understand why, because she doesn't understand cause and effect. Cause and effect is very, very simple, actually, if you just get down to basic common sense. And if you look, if you start to project into the future, what are the future implications of present day actions? You cannot help but come to the conclusion, if you are a rational, reasonable person, that our society as it is structured today is headed for catastrophic collapse, because it is unsustainable in every imaginable way. It's unsustainable in terms of its economics. It's unsustainable in the mass poisoning of the food supply. It's unsustainable in the debt spending. It's unsustainable in the destruction of education. It's unsustainable in the fracturing of the culture and the mass propagandizing of the population through mainstream media to create violence and hatred, especially racial divide, which is what the mainstream media especially loves to accomplish. You know, you cannot continue as a civilization if you keep poisoning your children with vaccines and then indoctrinating them in the public school system with false histories and false information and false knowledge. And then they go to college and you just dumb them down even more. You never let them see the truth. You never let them know anything that's real. You just teach them these fake, I don't know, gender studies courses or social justice warrior courses. They don't learn anything that's real. They're just learning they're learning how to speak liberal speak. And that's really it. They're learning how to conform, how to be obedient, how to do what they're told, how to go along with all the other sheeple that surround them in a university experience, instead of doing something such as unique critical thinking, cognitive diversity, being an individual, being someone who speaks the truth, even if others don't want to hear it. You know, free speech is almost by definition, it's the freedom to say something that isn't popular. It's the freedom to say something that other people don't want to hear because they need to hear it. It may be a new view, a different analysis, a greater truth that they haven't stumbled upon yet, you know. But again, our society today is just dumbing everybody down and taking away freedom of speech, even demonizing it, calling it hate speech. What's the definition of hate speech in universities today. It's any concept, any sentence that leftists don't already agree with. If they don't like it, it's called hate speech. Oh, and by the way, they think they can kill you before you utter hate speech because their safe spaces have to be kept safe by literally murdering, they say, murdering people who might utter things that they don't agree with. This is the actual argument of students at UC Berkeley. Yeah, Berkeley. And so these to expect these students coming out of Berkeley to understand cause and effect, to be able to understand macroeconomics, you know, the behavior of large masses of individuals making individual decisions, they have no chance of understanding economics. They have no chance of understanding long-term consequences of present-day actions. They're it's like they've been intentionally made cognitively retarded. It's almost as if the first day of university, they went in and they all went through electroshock therapy of their brains. Like, here, instead of economics 101, you're just going to lay there and we're going to give you electroshock therapy. Just zap your brain, you know, with 400,000 volts of electricity until you become an obedient libtard leftist. And then they spend the rest of the 4 years learning how to speak libtard, which is basically a meaningless language of just grunts and emotional platitudes and rejection of reality. And that's the way these people talk now. And so they have no chance of living as citizens who can contribute to the sustainability of society. There's no chance of that. These people can barely tie their own shoes and put their underwear on straight, and yet they think that they are the answer to the future of our society. If only we all agreed to their fascist ways, if only we kowtowed to their totalitarian demands, then everything would be okay. And yet they are the ones that create all the problems that they are complaining about. They complain, for example, that they're not making enough of a minimum wage, so they demand higher wages. The wages go up then by law, and then half the restaurants go out of business, and then they complain they don't have jobs. Well, you're the ones who demanded the wages that the restaurants couldn't afford to pay. Why do you think you lost your job? Because the restaurant went bankrupt. You know, you've got these writers' unions out in California right now complaining that they're not getting enough healthcare benefits, not getting enough compensation, and they're going to go on strike. They got to have a writer's strike. Well, why is it that they're not getting enough compensation? Because these are the same people who pushed for Obamacare to mandate that employers have to provide healthcare coverage for people, healthcare coverage that is increasingly unaffordable. So they create their own problem. They basically, they demanded these benefits that made it impossible for their own employers to keep them on in the jobs. And so they're going to go on strike, and they're going on strike against themselves. All their ideas are so bad that they all create misery and they create economic problems because these people can't foresee the cause and effect relationships between what they do and what effects they have to endure. So they torture themselves with stupid liberal economic theory. They torture themselves. They put themselves out of work, and then they whine and complain, and they blame who? They blame Trump, who had nothing to do with passing Obamacare and making healthcare unaffordable in America. And Trump just got here. That stuff's been going on for 8 years before that, and it's these same people in California that pushed for that, and now they can't figure out why none of them have jobs anymore, why their hours are getting cut, why they're losing healthcare benefits. They can't figure it out. Well, they did it to themselves, and they still don't understand it because they went to college at Berkeley. So they're all dumbed down social justice warriors. All they know how to do is whine and complain and revolt and just demand things, just like crybabies, just adult crybabies. I wouldn't be surprised if I saw UC Berkeley handing out adult diapers to the students. That's what they need. Every time Trump comes on TV, you know, they pee their pants and they have to have diapers to handle the situation. Maybe they get, you know, instead of getting grades, because grades might trigger you. If you get something other than an A, you might be triggered. Maybe the school just hands out diapers at the end of every semester so that everybody is a winner and a leaker, you know? You got everybody's gotta do their business at Berkeley. So it's just incredible to me. You know, when I went to the university, it was an actual education. You know, we studied literature, we studied mathematics, we studied economics, I studied anthropology, international trade. What else did I study? I even had a labor union class with a really cool professor. It was all about labor union relations and the history of labor unions. Very, very fascinating class. You know, we studied real things, physics and chemistry as well. I had a class called genetics. It was called what? Combinations and permutations. Other classes of microbiology, for example, and so on. These are practical skills that I use today, every day, in the laboratory because I run a lab. Today's students in college, what are they actually learning that's practical that they can apply to the real world? Not that much. I know there are exceptions to this. There are some schools that are still like engineering schools or, you know, medical schools, law schools and so on. But a lot of these 4-year universities are just teaching kids nothing. Just nothing but an artificial social construct that gets them nowhere. And then they graduate with, you know, $100,000 in student loans. And what's their plan to pay them back? Just whine and scream and be crybabies until the federal government forgives the student loans. That's their whole plan because they have no marketable skills because they don't understand cause and effect. I wouldn't hire these kids that are graduating today. And I've hired and fired many, many people. You know, I have a pretty large organization, hire people all the time, every week, hiring somebody else every week. And yet I wouldn't hire anybody coming out of a California university because they're morons and they have no skills, but they think they're incredibly valuable. So they'll demand, you know, like $75,000 a year in a salary, but they can't do anything. And they can't understand cause and effect. So it's like, how do you think this is going to finally come to a conclusion? The answer is, again, catastrophic collapse. And when that collapse comes, you know, these California college graduates won't be able to understand why it's happening because they can't think rationally. They can't process information. They don't understand anything. They're just going to sit there in their adult diapers and scream and cry and whine and blame Trump. That's all they know how to do. And, you know, depending on the nature of the collapse or the catastrophe, many of them will literally just die. They'll die from starvation because they don't know where to find food. They'll die from dehydration. Don't know how to find water. Or they'll just die from exposure, I guess. They don't know how to seek shelter or build a shelter. They don't know anything. it's astonishing. This is what our society has come to. You know, it has literally come to the point where wild animals are more intelligent than most of like these California college liberals to this day. Like a pigeon has more problem solving skills. Literally, a pigeon has more problem solving skills than these college students out at UC Berkeley. And I know that because I just read a science study that said pigeons have remarkable problem solving abilities that were not even well known before. Now they're documented. You know, birds can solve problems. Birds know where to find food. For example, you know, birds know where to find water. The average Berkeley student has no clue. You know, if the tap stops, if the electricity goes down, where are they going to get their food? All they know is it's something they bought frozen at the grocery store. They pop it in the microwave. To them, that's where food comes from. They don't know where to find wild food. They don't know where to find water. They don't know anything. A bird is literally more intelligent and more capable than a student at UC Berkeley. I mean, that's not an exaggeration. It's exactly what the situation has come to in America today. And by the way, when the collapse happens, birds will survive quite readily. It's not going to hurt them that the power grid goes down. Not going to hurt them that the dollar collapses. Not going to hurt them that you've run out of food. You've had a food supply collapse. Birds be just fine. The average pigeon has more survival skills than the average college student in California. By far. And it's true. It's true across, you know, many animals. Technically, ants have more survival skills than UC Berkeley college student. Ants. Insects. Yes. Insects. It's incredible. Insects know how to grow, like ants know how to grow food in the desert. They've already figured that problem out, and they've been doing it for probably millions of years. I mean, Berkeley still hasn't figured out how to teach students pronouns. You know, it's just incredible. All right. In any case, I'm a little off topic there, but I just wanted to share some of these thoughts of outrage with you about where this is all headed. I hope that you join me in thinking intelligently about where things are going so that we can be prepared for the collapse that's coming. And hopefully, although I'm not sure that we can succeed at this, we might be able to change course for the country, for the world, for human civilization, and upgrade the maturity and the wisdom of the human species. Because right now, humans, especially those at UC Berkeley in California, are among the dumbest organisms on the planet. The most idiotic, the most suicidal, the most self-destructive on the planet. And that's not going to end well for those who are stuck in that, you know, cycle of suicide, by the way. So let's hope that maybe we can help uplift and awaken humanity to have a better future. You know, real progress. You want to be a, quote, progressive? You got to get rid of, I mean, you got to escape the lunacy of the California college programs and universities. It's totally insane. You want to move humanity forward, you're going to have to wake up to the real world and function in the real world and think about long-term consequences. If you can't do that, you can't survive. A pigeon will outthink you, outsmart you, and outsurvive you. No joke. Darwin, natural selection. Yeah, natural selection, not a kind phenomenon. Doesn't care about your little safe space. You don't get bonus points for whining. Natural selection just sorts out. Okay, these people are going to be part of the future of humanity, and these organisms over here, they're failures. Bye. That's the way natural selection works, and it's coming. It's a big natural selection event probably on the way. And there's no question in my mind that a lot of these crybully students won't, they're not qualified to participate in the future of human civilization or the human gene pool. They're just not qualified. They couldn't survive literally if their life depended on it, because one day it will. And they'll fail that, and they're going to get a big F, you know, from Charles Darwin, and they're going to wonder why they're being judged for their actions when their whole life they've just been given, everybody's been given awards for participation. Everyone's a winner, they thought. Turns out they are losers. All right, if you want more talk about reality, check out my podcast, healthrangerreport.com. Please broadcast this on the UC Berkeley campus. I'm sure it'll be a hit. Thanks for joining me. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.